Journalist Jad Sliman of National Public Radio interviewed risk communication expert Peter M. Sandman on March 8, 2021, on public health messaging that aims to persuade the audience at the expense of truth, some examples from COVID-19 and earlier. This is Segment 7, Gilding the Lily, COVID-19 Vaccination. For the other segments, the complete hour and 45-minute interview, or other content on risk communication, go to www.psandman.com.
Are there any other simplifications that you can think of?
Oh, yeah. Or let me give you a bunch of examples. Sure. You know, in less depth. You know, we think probably that vaccination reduces transmission. We don't know to what extent vaccination reduces transmission. We're afraid that vaccinated people will stop taking precautions while there are a lot of unvaccinated people around. And to the extent that vaccination doesn't reduce transmission, vaccinated people might become a risk to unvaccinated people. So even though we think vaccination helps a lot to reduce transmission, what we're saying is we have no evidence that vaccination reduces transmission, therefore vaccinated people have to keep wearing their masks. And you know, there we're sort of ignoring the probabilities and going with the uncertainty. You know, basically we're concluding that because we can't prove it, we doubt it. Whereas in fact, we don't really doubt it. We think it's likelier than not, but because we don't have really good proof that vaccination reduces transmission, we're going to tell you to pretend that it doesn't and keep wearing your mask. That's us being dishonest in order to encourage people to wear their masks.
It seems okay? like it's sort of like making uncertainty certain, because I did notice this in the messaging as well. It's like, that when the public hears, we don't know if they stop transmission, they don't hear that, oh, we didn't do this really expensive type of study where you're, you know, checking people every week to see if they're asymptomatically, you know, getting this while they're getting a vaccine trial. It's like from the public's perspective, I think the problem is when they say we don't know if it stops transmission, they understand it as a coin toss. Like they literally have no, you know, the scientists really have no inkling of whether or not transmission is reduced. But if I'm understanding correctly, it's like,
that's right. But they could say, if they wanted to, you know, the available evidence suggests that these vaccines probably reduce transmission significantly, but we're not sure how much yet. And until we have better data, we want you to keep wearing your mask. That's not what they say. That would be an honest way to urge people to continue wearing their mask after vaccination, and that's not what they say. But compare that to what they say about whether vaccination prevents death, okay? Where the message is vaccination, the vaccines, all three vaccines approved in the United States are 100% successful in preventing death. You've heard that message, right?
Yeah, even for, I guess, Johnson & Johnson. Which is
yeah, even the J&J, Pfizer, Moderna, all work 100% against death. And, you know, that's true in the sense that in all three phase three trials, nobody who was fully vaccinated after the period of time when the vaccine kicks in completely, nobody died. Okay. But in the placebo groups, almost nobody died. And, you know, I mean, I'm looking at the numbers here. I'll give you the Pfizer number because that's the most stunning. In the vaccine group, nobody died. In the placebo group, also, nobody died. So the argument that the Pfizer vaccine prevented death is exactly as strong as the argument that the Pfizer placebo prevented death. Nobody died in either group. And that's not because, you know, that's simply because in order to use death as your outcome variable, you need a longer study with more people because the death rate of COVID-19 isn't that high.
Can I tell you, Peter, I just kind of got chills at that, because what I can imagine right now is somebody going on, you know, I don't know if InfoWars is still up, but like some equivalent of that, some kind of conspiratorial site, you know, extremist site that doesn't believe in COVID. They could come up with this and they could say, look, public health is telling you that this is preventing death. What they're not telling you is that no one died in the placebo group either.
Yeah, and for Moderna, one died. For J&J, five died in the placebo group. So it's 0, 0, 0 to 1, 0 to 5.
I mean, I see this, we haven't talked about misinformation, but it's like this seems like jet fuel for misinformation. These kind of details.
Well, but the thing you have to, yeah, I mean, it's jet fuel for misinformation, but it is misinformation. I mean, Facebook should be putting warnings on any, and you know, Twitter should be taking down any tweet that says 100% effective. Because it's not statistically significant. It comes nowhere near statistically significant. You know, now I want to be clear. I am not arguing that these three vaccines don't very significantly reduce death. I mean, there's every reason to think they do. But the phase three trials didn't prove it because the phase three trials weren't powered to prove it. Because if they were, we would still be waiting for the trial to end. So they very wisely took symptomatic and in two cases and moderate to severe in the third case symptoms as their outcome variable, as their primary outcome variable, because then you could enroll fewer people for a shorter time. And I'm there's nothing wrong with the vaccine. There's nothing wrong with the trials. There's something wrong with the sales pitch. Yeah. But what I want you to notice is in with regard to whether the vaccines prevent death, they are taking inconclusive evidence and saying, yes, the vaccines work 100% to prevent death, so get vaccinated. With similarly inconclusive evidence about whether the vaccines prevent transmission, they are saying, no, we don't have good evidence that the vaccines prevent transmission, so keep wearing your mask. So, in one case, they interpret inconclusive evidence in one direction. In the other case, they interpret inconclusive evidence in the other direction. In both cases, what determines what they want to say is what they want you to do. Are you with me?
You dropped out for a second.
Did you miss that peroration?
in one instance
let me say it again. Let me say it again so you'll have it in my words if it dropped out. Okay. In one case, when they're looking at the evidence that the vaccines prevent death, they're looking at statistically insignificant evidence from the phase three trials, plus other evidence that's not from randomized controlled trials. So it's not the gold standard for evidence, but they still have considerable evidence, but not as convincing as they pretend. And they say, yes, the vaccines are 100% effective against death, so you should get vaccinated. They are exaggerating the quality of the evidence. Okay, that's point one. And then point two, when they look at a different outcome, whether the vaccines prevent transmission, they have similarly inconclusive evidence. There's lots of reason to think the vaccines do significantly reduce transmission, but they don't have anything from a randomized control trial that proves it. So they say, no, we haven't proved that the vaccines reduce transmission, so keep wearing your mask. In the case of preventing death, they are exaggerating the quality of the evidence and pretending they know something they're not sure of. In the case of whether the vaccines reduce transmission, they are understating the quality of the evidence and pretending they don't know something that they're not sure of, but they have some evidence about. In one case, they're exaggerating the evidence in one direction. In the other case, they're understating the evidence in the other direction. The only thing that unifies those two is what they want you to do. If they want you to get vaccinated, they exaggerate how effectively the vaccine prevents death. If they want you to keep wearing your mask after you get vaccinated, they understate the evidence of how well the vaccine reduces transmission. So they decide what they want you to do, and then they misrepresent the evidence in order to get you to do it.
And I guess the pitfalls on both of those is if you understate transmission or this prevention transmission, someone says, well, why am I going to get this vaccine? I don't like vaccines anyway. If I get this vaccine and my life doesn't change at all. And then on the flip side, with the certainty against death, is all it takes is one person to get vaccinated and die. And it just kind of blows up that argument. Like, it just seems like both these, they both have pitfalls, kind of obvious pitfalls.
Yeah, I mean, dishonesty is hard to sustain, you know? I mean, the pitfalls they have, I mean, you said it very nicely, the pitfalls they have is if you believe them, you might draw the conclusion, a different conclusion than the one they wanted to lead you to draw. And if you don't believe them, they're going to draw the all-important conclusion that they shouldn't believe anything you have to say.